Well, I got to tell you, I had such a wonderful time in Italy on my trip with Conservative Tours. We are going to Germany in May. And I'm looking forward to this trip for a couple of reasons. I'm a bit of a history buff. I love history. And what this trip will afford is it's a history lesson, and you get old world Europe all in one. And yes, we're going to see beautiful architecture. We're going to have great food. But then you get the history side of things, the rise of the Nazi Party, and we get the sobering look at places like Dachau and some of the areas where a lot of big decisions were made by the Nazis. So you get two different perspectives on such a beautiful country. And Ken Chase, who heads up Conservative Tours, joins me this morning. Ken, it's great to have you back, my friend.
All right. It's great to be with you, Chris. Just a little technical difficulty there.
Of course. It wouldn't be a Friday without a piece of technical difficulty. Let's talk about this trip, because I can't wait to see this part of the world. It's always been on my bucket list. Germany is such a beautifully stunning place, just geographically, but historically it has so much significance as well.
Historically, as you were saying, it's this very much is a two for one, if you will, this tour, this itinerary. But I drew it up several years ago in consultation with my German colleagues. Of course, the key to all this is what we're doing, but also the lovely Miss Lillian. I'll talk about her in a moment. But the itinerary is, in fact, just as you've explained and alluded to, it's designed to be the beautiful, the charming, the elegant, the stunning views of southern Germany. And we choose southern Germany, of course, because it's the most beautiful region of all of Germany. We'd love to cover everything, as we would in any tour, but
right.
You have to be reasonable and do a little triage, and that's what we do here. So we're focusing on the best part of Germany, the most beautiful city, which is Munich, large by their standards, not particularly large by our standards, but Munich, of course, is a magnificent city. There are many other small cities, Nuremberg being one of them. Nuremberg is known for being, of course, a key focal point because it's where the rally grounds were built by the Nazis in the 30s to host these massive rallies. But of course, Nuremberg is actually one of the most charming small cities in all of Europe. And we'll get the guided tour into Nuremberg itself. And so this is typical of what we do. So it is, as we say, a mélange. It is a mix of what we call military battlefield for good reason. We market around the country, as you know, Chris, to conservatives. And these are folks who like to read, and they like to read history. And therefore, many Americans have a keen interest in World War II history. So we're going to cover that, but we're also going to focus on the beautiful aspects as well. And when you're standing on this little pedestrian bridge over a chasm cut into the mountain, or not cut into the mountain, but naturally cut into the mountain centuries ago, and you're looking back at Neuschwanstein Castle. That's the fairy tale castle that Walt Disney, of which he stole the image. So when you see that little logo of Disney World, that castle, that's taken from magnificent Neuschwanstein. And if you've never been to Europe on the rivers and looked up at these castles perched on the side of a cliff, that's exactly what Neuschwanstein is. The view is stunning, and then we're going to get the private guided tour inside.
And those guided tours are so valuable. I can't tell you how much I learned, my wife learned, when we did Southern Italy. I mean, just the dearth of information that these guides have is unbelievable. You as well. I mean, a fantastic historian yourself. But the guides that take us around are add as much to the story, add as much to the landscape as anything else.
Oh, that's right. And it brings us back to Miss Lillian. Lillian, as I like to say, is, of course, she's German. She has a very, very unique background. She actually grew up, of all places, not just in Germany, but in Costa Rica. She speaks fluent Spanish. It's her native tongue, along with her native tongue of German. fascinating background in diplomacy, her family. That in and of itself is an interesting little sidebar that we'll learn about during the 11 days over there. But Miss Lillian is fantastic. I like to say she's a little grandmotherly, but you don't want to get on Miss Lillian's bad side, because she leads the tour. She's German. She cracks the whip, and she is wonderful. She is attentive. She's gentle. But yes, she keeps us well organized, on time. And that's the way it's going to be, and you'll love every minute of it.
ConservativeTours.com has all of the information. If people want to book this trip, and I think that they're going to want to book this trip, the time that we had with our listeners in Italy was fantastic. And this is going to be a carbon copy of it. Great people, great food in a beautiful part of the world. How do people learn more, and how can people sign up?
They can go to the website, conservativetours.com, or they can call our toll-free number, 888-733-9494, and we'll do our level best. I'll do my best to answer as many calls as I can on the Germany event. But don't forget, it's also Germany and a little bit of beautiful Austria and magical Prague. Prague is everything we've heard it is, and if you've never been, you're going to love our visit, guided tour to Prague. And then we fly home from the Czech Republic.
All right, you might even catch me in some lederhosen, if that's a selling point. I'm not entirely sure it is, but...
that's questionable.
Exactly. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate everything that you do, and I can't wait to share this trip with you and our listeners.
You bet. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
Yep, that is Ken Chase of Conservative Tours. A fantastic trip. And if you want to learn more, conservativetours.com, and the whole itinerary is there. Everything is there spelled out for you. It's a great price. If you were to plan this trip by yourself, you'd be paying a whole heck of a lot more. So make sure you head on over to Conservative Tours and check it out.
I'm out of here, guys.
You're out of here.
You are
going downtown.
I'm going to MC the investiture ceremony. They're going to publicly swear in the mayor and city council and the police commission.
Okay.
And I'll be down there doing that this morning. And it's open to the public, but you have to have a ticket. Tickets are sold out now. So
tickets are sold out.
You can watch it on City of Detroit Instagram, Facebook, X.
Oh, that's why you look so nice today.
Yeah. It was like a little extra today.
Yeah.
All right. Lloyd, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. We'll take a break. 8 o'clock hour coming up.